everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and we are shooting in Building 16. I'd like to welcome the Bobs to the to the show, Bob Ward and Bob Dorr. So before we get into why we're here, let's take a second and talk about, introduce yourselves.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm Bob Dorr. I spent 21 years in SQL support, and in March joined Slava's team and working on the Helsinki project.
I'm Bob Ward. I'm an architect in our Tiger team, and pretty excited to be here today.
Awesome. So you guys are both up from Texas.
Actually, yes, you know what? That's funny. You mentioned we are from Texas, but we're here in Building 16 today. But we actually, our offices are still based in Texas.
And you're in for Tech Ready and things like that.
Yeah, we're here presenting at Tech Ready.
All right. So I got the email. Hey, you invited me over to 16. Heard this thing about it's just fast thing for SQL.
Right.
Tell me about that, because I think everybody else wants to know too.
Well, the first reason we're here in 16 is this is the building where the product team works for SQL Server and all the data products. We're in here visiting for the week from our Texas office. And one of the things we were doing this week was presenting here at an internal conference on this topic. And there's a pretty interesting history behind this 16 faster thing. And let me let Bob, he's got to start it all this. Let me let him talk about it first, get going. So
Way back in 2000, calendar year 2014, we noticed that some of the things we'd done for like SQL 2005, SQL 7.0 and stuff, have kind of aged. If you look back, we're a decade past it. And we were starting to hit some things with hardware and various other things. And so we got together with a bunch of the leaders in the dev team and pointed out where we were having problems in support and customers were having support. And they took that and ran with it for 16 and changed designs, fixed stuff, upgraded things, did some stuff that you can just absolutely take any version of SQL prior to 16, work on your upgrade path, and it just runs faster, period.
16, upgrade to 16.
Yeah, SQL to upgrade to 16. Right, yeah.
So this is interesting because, I like what you said there. It's like, what kind of things did you look at to go, hey, you know, this is, we're running on old technology. I mean, that's a fair question.
But yeah, sure.
What kind of things did you look at, you know, like, that's a decade old, we could do that better, or?
Well, customer experiences, right? We both worked in the customer team,
A specific example I can give you is, if you wind the clock back to 20 years ago, we had SMP machines and four CPUs and then eight, and we've noticed that once you got past 8, 12, 14 CPUs, some of the internals didn't scale well.
Right.
So we partitioned that by NUMA node. Scales a lot better. 2005, everything's scaling. Well, now I can go out and buy a 24-core
single
NUMA node.
Well, but now a NUMA node has the same problems as SMP.
It's running into the old SMP problem.
24 cores per node, right? So the old SMP machines at NUMA have the same problem now. What do we do, right?
What do we do,
And so it needed some more design work to say, wait a minute, we went from multiple CPUs to multiple CPUs within a node, and we partitioned, but what's the next level? Do we partition? Is there a better design? Some of the stuff uses no-lock behaviors, CPUs have advanced, and things we could take advantage of.
So this was a concept of looking at the old technology going, this just doesn't make sense anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We can do this much better.
Looking at our code and saying, you know, it ran really well with older hardware technologies, but now all of a sudden with modern technologies, both just scalable, you know, high dense core machines, but faster hard drives, faster SSD drives. It's like, does this same code still work in those environments and scale well, right?
Right, okay. Yeah. And what are the, so let's get to those, some of those customer experiences.
Sure.
I mean, give us an example of some of those.
Well, number one sticks out for me absolutely is NUMA, right, that you just talked about, right? So, you know, we had this NUMA architecture that we designed all the way back to SQL 2005.
Yeah.
And back in those days, we actually built in the ability to do what we call soft NUMA, where you could actually go into the registry key and say, take my hardware NUMA system and partition it further from a virtual type perspective, right? So this time in 2016, we said, why don't we just automate that? So now we kind of detect your environment based both on the number of cores you have and hyperthreading, and we just automatically take your hardware node infrastructure and just split it out from a virtual perspective. We add more nodes effectively. So anywhere in the code that supports node partitioning and scaling just gets a boost, right?
Yep.
Is this stuff that we don't have to think about in like the next version of SQL Server or the next SQL, or are we going to have to go back and, you know, how do I say this, revisit some of these things is, you know, in the next, you know, 5-10 years again? Or
I don't know. My perspective is that we're always looking to innovate anytime new hardware structures come along.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things we did in 16 will, you know, last and scale further. But there's even some new things we're looking at with new technologies like NVDIMM and stuff, where we're even exploring like, well, special types of flash drives that are based on non-volatile memory.
Right.
We need to go look at those kind of things. So it's kind of a constant thing,
right? Constant, but one of the things that we try to do constantly, and this came from way back, as far as I can remember, SQL was how do we build it for 10 years?
Yeah.
Right.
What's the look at it? And so a lot of the thought went through it this time again with how do we build this so that at least 10 years this will last? before we have to do major overhauls. And
another analysis again.
Let me give you an example. It's good. It's a great question. Let me give you an example. We have something in SQL Server called memory objects.
Yep.
Maybe customers have heard of CMemThread wait. I don't know if you've ever run into that before, but we've run this before in customer support.
Right.
So we said to ourselves, you know, we keep running these problems, and it's a scaling issue, it's a partitioning issue, and the infrastructure exists to do it. Why don't we just dynamically do this in the engine? You know, why do we have to create hot fixes and fixes to solve these problems? So we built the engine in a way to dynamically respond to like blocking and waiting on this type of wait type, and then it automatically partitions the objects. So no matter how many nodes or CPUs you have, we'll actually scale more, but we're doing it based on the dynamic recognition of a problem in the engine and auto repairing itself, all healing.
So SQL Server is sort of dynamically smart. We're going to, when we start up, look at the environment and go, hey, we can improve by looking at the current.
Well, it's even better than that. We respond to a workload. So when we first start up, we don't really have to do anything. But as the workload tries to scale and runs into contention, we automatically just respond and break the contention.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can do both. It does both.
It does both.
Looks at your config, sets it up for an optimal config as best it can, and then as it sees what's going on, so, well, that's getting hot. Let's try to fix
that. So it knows what's out there and goes, I can utilize this. I can utilize that.
That's right. Okay. Exactly. And that's the kind of good thing that I think will last for a while, right?
Right.
I mean, we're scaling for the future.
Right. So. And this is an opportunity, sort of a learning experience to go, we should be keeping an eye on, a proactive eye on how the hardware's changing.
Absolutely.
For, you know, next future releases of SQL Server.
Absolutely. Yeah, like exactly. That. Yeah.
So what, are there things that, I'm not quite sure how to ask this, are there things that you didn't get to say, oh, we'd love to be able to do, and that might be a pointed question. Every time Bob laughs, I ask like, people laugh, I'm like, that might be a pointed question.
Yeah.
You know, is that, or, you know, and tell me, we could always edit this out.
No.
Is there something where like, it'd be nice if we could have done this, but you know.
There's a list of stuff yet, I'll give you that. When I come up here, I actually come up with a 20-page document, so I had plenty of things to give to them,
okay.
and we have stuff. But the good part is that the way Rohan set this back up is he's got a team that actually is working on this stuff and keeps pushing on it.
Right.
And so there's already things that we are already done looking at towards Service Pack 1, towards the next version of SQL into Azure and stuff. So the list is already continues to go. So it didn't stop with 16. We're going to continue to do
this. And that's a great question, because I wasn't going to ask, but how does this apply to Azure then?
Goes there first.
Yeah, any of these changes we're talking about have already been baked and running in the Azure infrastructure before we put them in 16.
Oh, so it's a cloud-first mentality.
It's a cloud-first mentality,
yeah, absolutely
cloud-first.
Yeah. So, for example, there were some scheduling changes we made to do more fair and balanced scheduling. That has been running since March of 2014 in Azure.
That drives the Azure infrastructure, right.
Wow.
And another thing we did interesting towards Azure is we observed how SQL Server runs in Azure VM.
Yeah.
And we noticed the way it interacts with the storage in the Azure infrastructure and the memory and things are set up there.
Man.
And we made specific changes to make sure it reacts in that environment. But then we noticed that will also benefit to newer hardware systems.
Okay.
So another good example.
So this is
back to Bob's point about, you know, is there more? If you go to our Bob SQL, sorry, it's a shameless plug, right? We have a new Bob called Bob
That's
SQL.
Okay.
You know, look up Bob SQL, you'll find
it. We're all about shameless plugs
That's
on
right.
the show.
You can find a series of blog posts that Bob started on this whole topic. And I was talking to him about this, about, you know, how do I take what he's done to the next level in series of presentations?
Yeah.
So you're going to see in upcoming user conferences us talk about this topic. But when I was talking about it, I'm like, is there any more than what you've got so far? And he showed me like this, you know, 4-page list of stuff that's in 2016 that we still have yet to document. So there's other things to come that we've not revealed that do make it faster that we just haven't even got a chance to really go through.
You're saying they're there?
They're there. They're already there. We just got to go document and show
document.
Them.
Okay. Yeah,
and one of the cool things that I'm really excited about is that I'd love to have, if I can, kind of a practical demo that a customer could just use for any of these.
Yeah.
Right? A real simple package I could give, maybe put them on GitHub or something like that.
Yeah.
Anybody could just download it and you can observe the behavior yourself in your environment.
That's awesome. Because before we were talking about someone, hey, how can we, it'd be nice when you're back doing a show a demo with this.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think, the next is, how do we package this stuff where you can actually just go look. We got
anybody can see it themselves.
Anybody can see it themselves,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Just package
Absolutely.
That up. Yep,
that's
awesome.
That's the thinking, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like this all up. I think the cloud first, what is the benefit other than, you know, being able to cloud first and test this stuff? I mean, what are the benefits of being able to, how does that impact, you know, the box product of SQL?
Right.
So, for starters, we got impact on cloud, not like you mentioned, as far as we get tested and do it, but it also helps just our own infrastructure. We can run things faster, do stuff faster, respond faster on that side. And so that actually trickles out directly into the box. I shouldn't say trickle, it goes directly into our box products. So a customer can, one of the examples we just did at TechReady, this is probably the best way to say it. Same query was taken 27, we were doing a stress, taking 27% CPU on your VM, running at about 2,400 batches per second on this particular VM.
Yeah.
You go to the new fix with SQL 16, you jump up to around 3,200 batches per second, so you get a significant boost, but CPU drops to 12%.
Oh, so less CPU driving more throughput.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that benefits That's the entire
That's
infrastructure,
fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
We can more better workloads for customers in the infrastructure, right. Cloud, right?
So now you're talking consolidations and things that are just...
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are customers automatically seeing this? I mean, are they going, dude, this is just awesome, right? I mean, it's faster, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
are you seeing, getting this feedback?
To some degree, we saw more along the lines with the CAT team because they were actually dealing with customers. Other customers that we've seen at conferences, some of them have. It's not that they haven't. But there are things that are just there that you can walk up to any customer. The one I like the best is DBCC.
We optimize
some things in DBCC, and DBCC runs scales better and runs 7 times faster on a 1 terabyte database.
Yeah.
With no changes, just run check DB.
So I can walk up, man. I can walk up to any customer in the planet and say, you want to shrink your maintenance window?
I can do it now.
Put 16 on because DBCC is faster.
Exactly.
I can open up your maintenance window. So there are things like that that are absolutely we can walk up and say with full confidence, hey, we can do it.
And so everybody that's watching this is going to go, what's the list? Right?
Yeah.
How do we, you know, how do they know? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is we can't just go, hey, trust us, it's faster. I mean, we could say that, but, you know, where's the proof in the pudding type of thing? You go, it's we did this, right?
Right. So first of all, the blog series that we have in BobSQL has a SQL 2016 faster tagline.
Okay.
You can see this list of these enhancements and feature improvements, and in there, Bob's documented some examples of the performance benefits that we've actually measured, but I think we have even more than we can actually show customers, right, that we've done.
Okay.
So I think you'll see more from a numbers perspective come out, but some of them are already there in the blog.
So there's some in the blog, and then other information will be coming out, demos and examples will be coming out.
Yeah, okay, specifically in the blog, what we did was we made sure we tried to put customer scenarios where it might be helpful, and where we could, there are some demos there already that we've been modifying and prettying up and do some other stuff with it, but several of them have, like, you can go out and say, oh, if I'm running, if I use Spatial, this does or doesn't apply to me, so you can kind of get a feel for that, and the main blog has the table of contents.
Right, exactly.
How do we get this, I mean, this is all fantastic, this is, you know, as much as we would like a customer to go, I'm sold.
Exactly.
How do we get this mentality over going, you have to go to 16, it'll be faster just by implementing 16, right? How do we get kind of that mentality out?
Well, we're on this, that's why we're on this channel today.
Avenue number one, yes, this show,
I mean, I think getting the word out as much as we can through user events is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
I think also, personally for me, convincing some of the community leaders about this, and so they see it for themselves, because they're influencers for the rest of the community, right? MVPs and so forth.
Right.
I think also as they see it, they'll also kind of spread the word. Yeah, this is worth doing. This is worth making your upgrade.
Right. And you're right. You know, you're on the show because this is one avenue,
yeah,
right?
It is,
and
right.
obviously, and you know, we get a good number of viewing. That's one. But I think, you know, like you said, I think we got to get the community involved. You know, doing the demos and that hands-on, going, let me visually see.
Yeah, I can see it myself.
I can see it myself. Yeah, that's a good one.
The other thing we did is I met with and I brought them along as I developed the blog.
Right.
I was meeting with our sales folks and our technical sales professionals, explaining exactly how that did and stuff, and they are actually building a workshop on it as well for their
salespeople.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So that way, when they walk up, and anybody in front of the customer is intelligent about, hey, look, I might not know all 30 of them, but I can tell you about these really cool 5, and then we can look at your environment and figure out what other places.
See, that's just it. It'd be nice if we could, like, just kind of bring your workload.
Yeah.
We'll put 16 on it
and show it to you,
and
right?
Show it to you, right? And exactly. Like, you know, if that doesn't sell people, right?
It's one of the key points that we did bring up in our presentation this week that's really important to know. None of these features and enhancements we're talking about were intentionally designed just to be Enterprise Edition. So,
a good point.
It runs the standard too.
Yeah.
So now it's possible. It's possible that one of the enhancements we have is something like in-memory OLTP, which is only on Enterprise.
Right.
So you may only see it there, but like the CheckDB example,
everywhere,
standard and Enterprise as well.
Yeah. Right? Okay. So, and that's a very good point because, look, regardless of the edition you're running, you'll get the benefit of
that's faster, regardless. Exactly.
Right? Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So we definitely look forward to having you back to see the examples. But I think and what's the best way? Let me wrap up with this. What's the best way for, you know, can they just follow?
If they go to BobSQL, literally, if you search that in a search engine, you will find our blog.
Okay.
If you go out there, we have a tagline, SQL 2016 faster.
Yep.
And you'll just find all the blog posts.
Yeah. So when the examples and the demos and just follow out there and you post that.
And as we continue to add the story, we'll continue to post there. We put demos, we'll put it all out there, that kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly.
So if you're not following Bob Ward on Twitter already, shame on you. Yeah. Same with Bob Dorr.
Yep, exactly.
Right. We know where you live. Okay. But I think that's a good point. You know, just follow the the Bob, follows, you know, Bob yeah. sequel in there.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming. This has been fantastic.
This is good. Appreciate it.
Definitely have you back, and we'll do this again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.